Steve Guerra. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Guerra Show, fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. And here's three big things you need to know right now. Number one, a transgender woman, which means a guy, intact, that was a college dorm for 2 years as a guy, is now competing as a woman and setting all sorts of records. Shocking, right? Number two, the Surgeon General says there's an exploding mental health crisis with young people. No kidding. Who the hell's this guy been? And number three, Russia. Russia is going to invade Ukraine in the coming weeks. Listen to what I said. Russia is going to invade Ukraine in the coming weeks. You can go ahead and take that right to the bank. Vladimir Putin has made that decision. And the weakling in the White House is doing nothing to change that narrative. Nothing at all. In fact, President Biden is helping to pave the way and pay the way for the Red Army to go into the nation that put its trust in America to prevent that from happening ever. And Joe Biden is making it possible for the Russians to put all of Europe in harm's way. This is what happens when an incompetent individual ends up with the levers of power in the Oval Office and has no idea at all what he's doing. In fact, it's just one bad decision after another. What? Well, I say decision, but who's in charge anyway? Who really is in charge? Is it Gilly? Tony Blinken? Who? Well, the Undersecretary for Political Affairs at the State Department, as much as admitted the Biden energy policies are hurting America and enabling Russia to posture for war. It's our policies on energy. It's the pipeline running from Russia to Germany that will soon be dumping billions of dollars into the coffers of the Russian Federation. What a ridiculous policy it is. But listen.
As you know, energy is the cash cow that enables these kinds of military deployments. So Putin needs the energy to flow as much as the consumers need it. But more broadly, we have been counseling Europe for almost a decade now to reduce its dependence on Russian energy.
Energy is the cash cow. Yes, yes, it is. And by allowing energy to flow from Russia to Europe, to other places, to promote global climate change even. We're allowing that to happen. Even the Green New Dealers can't stop this from happening, and what's far worse. You have 175,000 Russian troops within 150 miles, half of which are about 80 miles off the Ukraine border right now. You've got troop transports, tanks, surface-to-air missiles, all of it. All of it lining up there, munitions, soldiers. Now, they've done this before and backed off, and they've also annexed Crimea. That happened in 2014 under the last Democrats' watch, when Joe Biden was heavily involved in. And what's changed? We'll get to that. Not much of anything. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, another incompetent, says Russia will need to worry about its reputation. Wow. About its reputation if it invades Ukraine. Yeah, I'm sure that's one of Putin's biggest concerns. Unbelievable, but listen.
Take, for example, Russia. If Russia invades Ukraine, I think Russia should be concerned about its reputation, because the international community will react very strongly to yet another incursion into Ukraine. So I think the aggressor here is the one that we ought to be focused on in terms of reputation.
So I'm sorry, but really? Do you think Putin's sitting there going, gosh, I hope they elect me in Uganda if I go in here. I hope they think highly of me in Argentina. You know, my reputation could be tarnished if I go into Ukraine and take back what I think is rightfully mine. Because that is what he thinks. He thinks rebuilding the old Soviet Union is his destiny. And he thinks it will change his reputation. It will give him street cred. That's what he thinks. And it's perfectly obvious Nord Stream 2, the Russian pipeline that will soon be delivering Russian natural gas to Germany, is creating piles of cash to the Kremlin. It's coming. But Jen Psaki acts like it makes no money at all to fuel the war machine. She's like, well, she's just oblivious. And she reads the talking points like a robot. Here it is.
Note is that I know there's a lot of members on the Hill, not a lot, some who are vocal, who are conveying that Nord Stream 2 is the answer here. And what the point Jake was making, or additional steps on Nord Stream 2, is that that is actually would actually not be an effective deterrent, that is not effectively going to change the behavior of President Putin.
It's not. If you stopped Nord Stream and this giant spigot delivering money one way to Russia, natural gas the other way to Germany, which, by the way, is a terrible idea from every direction. Why would Germany want to be dependent upon Russia for its energy needs? Germany's the biggest economy in Europe. At any time, they could say, we're not delivering any more natural gas, and therefore Germany would be sitting there in the dark. That would be my biggest concern. Angela Merkel, though, seems to be okay with this idea, as do the German politicians by and large. And so you have this situation where you're going to be dependent upon Russia to provide you the lion's share of your energy. You know who has more energy than Russia? That's right, the United States. What are we doing with it? Hiding it, apparently. Not allowing American companies to go in and get it. Forcing American consumers to their knees and driving inflation through the roof, another great policy from this administration. Meanwhile, the Jake she was referring to, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, says Joe Biden's broken promises to our allies, you know, like Afghanistan, that has no impact on how people view America. None whatsoever. Nobody cares about all that. Here it is.
3 points. The first is that Vladimir Putin, standing behind then-President Medvedev in 2008, invaded Georgia when we had 150,000 or more troops deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan. So the connection between our deployments in foreign wars and the calculus of Russian leaders when it comes to the post-Soviet space, there's not good evidence to support that. Number two.
So what is Jake suggesting if we have more soldiers available to go head-to-head with Russia? They won't go in? Is he suggesting a shooting war? Footnote, by the way, here's a footnote. 34,000 Afghan refugees are still living on military bases here in the United States. 34,000, 3.5 months hence. 3.5 months after that debacle of a pullout from Afghanistan, we have more than 34,000 Afghans living on military bases to the tune of $13 billion so far and counting. Yep. We have less than before, but John Kirby, the Pentagon spokesman, admits 34,000. It's down from 6 weeks ago when it was 53,000. That just means they're getting dispersed to your neighborhood and mine. Hope they fit in. Hope they assimilate. Hope we vetted them a little bit. Hope, by the way, not a plan. Hope is not a plan. It's just, well, it is what it is. Quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect.
Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.